Blog Talk Radio.
Father in heaven, thank you, Lord, for the sunshine of Jesus Christ. Thank you for the hope of eternal life that frees us not only from the guilt of sin, but the grip of sin. Pray that we will be able to move forward and that you will add value to what we do.
Hello?
Hello, brother. Hello. Oh, no, you got it. Praise God. Well, I just want to thank God for, I just want to thank the Lord for Brother O'Neill being able to host. He hadn't been on hosting for a minute, but God is so good that he gave him wisdom and knowledge that he was able to get right on. So I just want to give God praise. So I want to thank you, Brother O'Neill, for also allowing God to use you and to bless you to be able to host the line, because it's nothing that any one of us can do, but you doing it for him. So I just want to thank God for that blessing that you can take my place while I am out preparing for this last week of my son's funeral. I know I'm going to be busy because I got a lot of things to finish up. So I want to thank you so much again, brother, for, and I used to always say, son, I want to thank you so much for your kindness and your and the blessing that God has been using you. Amen. So I'm going to mute my phone. And as our brothers and sisters join in, I pray that God help them to press one so they can all share. So I'm going to text some people while while you're still on.
Yes, sir, okay, brother, I'm going to be texting. Brother Akeem not coming on, right?
Brother Akeem not coming. Can you call brother, you want me to call brother Ricardo?
Yeah, let him present if anything, yeah, because that's not a problem.
Yeah, say that again?
Let him. Okay, no problem.
I'm going to call him. Okay.
Okay, all right.
All right, I'm going to mute myself again.
Okay, no problem.
May have to hang up, I'm not sure. But mute
okay,
me.
I can mute you. I can mute you.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, I see now. I know. I'm catching it now. Okay. Thank you. Listen, good night, everyone. Thank each and everyone for joining. I'm your host tonight, Brother O'Neill, as I take the spotlight for Sister Leola. As you know, what is going on with her, she had funeral, you know, exactly a week and one day from now. So, to put her in prayer, and she prays for that time. I feel like God will strengthen her. And she continued to trust in him in this time. But as we are about to begin, I'm just going to pray. And just ask those who are on the line now. Yeah, if you have something to share, you could share before we get into the part where the presenter will come on at that time, 8 o'clock, because we want to give enough time so that sometime the blog will go past 9, sometimes it doesn't, so I want to ensure that we give everyone that is on ample time to share. That's why I try to start from early so that you can share early. So I'd like to pray to so that we can begin. Most kind of an eternal Father, I want to thank you. Most kind of an eternal Father, I want to thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. Thank you for the opportunity that we can come to you as our God. Who's like our God? There's none like you, Lord, because you are the sovereign of this entire universe. You sit on high and you look low, but yet still, you're a God that can condescend to us through Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God with us. And Father, as Christ was here on earth, we see what you do, Lord Jesus Christ. You say you do always the things that please to your Father, and you are your Father, our one. So the true representative of the Godhead bodily Christ Jesus. And as we come in your mighty name, we ask you to be in our midst. Bless this proceeding tonight. I pray for your presence of the Holy Spirit. Baptize us anew with power from tonight. As you always go for tonight, Lord, I pray, Lord, that you fill me with your spirit. Anything is unlike me, I pray remove it. Any sins, any defects in character, Lord, so that I can have your mind in me to present, share as I be the host tonight, Lord. And I pray for each and every one of us that is on tonight. We thank you for that. Just take the time out to be on the line tonight. I pray, Lord, that you bless what we come to share with one another, our prayers. Father, I pray for the sick among us. We pray for those who are striving more and more to be like Jesus. I pray that you will grant them according to your will. Pray for Stelluna, especially as she's struggling, Lord, that you grant her journey's mercy. Comfort her and her family at this time of grief and bereavement, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you help her to be strong, O Lord, in spite of the adversity. Father, you are here on earth and you witness many deaths, Lord. Jairus' daughter, you saw Lazarus and all these things, O Lord. But Father, you are touching the very feeling of us all our infirmities, Lord, because you became like us to redeem us. So Father, I pray, Lord, you comfort them at this time. Bless Jarvis' children, O Lord, that is left behind. I pray, Lord, that they will see that in the world may know there will be no death, there will be no sorrow. As the word of the Lord declared that the former things shall not be remembered. Give them as poor and needy, keep it affected as well. Just in for thanksgiving. Bless us now. Amen. See some hands raised. G27, your line is open.
Brother Neil, pass me. I'm going to press one again.
Okay, all right. Okay, 518-951, your line is open.
Okay. Good evening, my dear beloved brother, honey. It's nice to hear you open on the line tonight. God is so good. He is great. He's worthy to be praised. Lord, as we come before your throne, Father, we ask you to pour out your blessing. This is Sister Powell calling from Kingston, Jamaica. I just want to let everyone know that Sister Powell is doing good. God is good. And she doesn't even have words to express her gratitude towards God. My dear beloved, we went from the project this morning, and we started with around 9 individuals. And, you know, the team work of them, dear brother, and on Advent Life, the report that I have to give you is just asking you, please, to continue to lift up those teams, those faithful brothers. And most of them is not really Seventh-day Adventist Christians, but they are humble men, right? Ordinary humble men that's willing to help, and, you know, and I just want to give God thanks. I think I sent some pictures to Sister Leola and other few ones and what we have accomplished today. And I know that it is not us, you know, is the whole Lord have been guiding us. And just as all the Lord said, he has gone to prepare a place for us and he will come to receive us. And he told us about the mansion up there that he is going to provide, prepare for each one of us if we are faithful. I was just sharing with that scripture with them and to let them know that when we started the little project, a lot of people were saying that it was what kind of little matches box this that we are making for Rosie. But my dear beloved, when you look at the structure of the thing and you see it's no more matches box, it's something I told, as I said, it looked like a mansion, right? And if God's mansion is so beautiful, well, we just picture the mansion that for my brother and sister from Advent Light, because, you know, our project, not just a power project, our project has been moving, and I'm telling you, I know without you guys, we know that we couldn't do it. So I just want to give God thanks for all that he has done, and thank you again. We'll be praying, you know, for our line. We have been sharing this line to others to let them know that we are over 9 years on this line, and we are trying to, you know, invite other individuals to join us. And I
we have lost Sister Paula because she has some connection issue. As you know, that she's in the Caribbean, so sometimes the signal issue. I guess she's back on now. Please her back on. Let me see where she is. 1 second. Let me bring her back. So she's sharing her testimony of her program that she's doing in Jamaica. Sister Paul? Hello?
Yes, I'm here. It looks like I dropped a while ago, my dear beloved. I don't know the point that you heard, the last thing, but I knew I was talking. I never know that I wasn't on the line.
Let me tell you where you stopped. You stopped at the point where you were telling that thanks, if not Sister Powell Project, is Advent Light Ministry. And yeah, then you said that you have been inviting people, tell them about the 9 years of Advent Light been running. Yeah.
Yes, okay. Yes, I have been telling people long before COVID we were running. I told them that this line did a marvelous thing in the country. We go in the country of camp meeting. We draw others to Christ. And, you know, a lot of things is happening. We had a lot of young men used to present the gospel message. The present youth used to be ringing. And I pray that God will, my dear beloved, bring us back to that point where we can carry the gospel message of the truth, the last message to the world. So just continue to pray for Sister Powell. The soup kitchen is moving with the children. We cater for over 70 children and people Wednesday. I have cooked meat. We have been witnessing, and also we have been presenting the health message. Prepare, pain, plant-based food. We have been cooking and also teaching the members them, and, you know, allowing them that we have to be faithful to the Lord so that God will be able to use us through the Holy Spirit to continue to do His work. So I'm asking you to pray for me. I'm not going to keep up the line. We want everyone to share. Continue to pray for me that God will pour out His blessing so that we will complete our project that we are doing. Okay? Thank you. Thank you, Brother O'Neill. Nice hearing from you and to know that you are here hosting the line. God bless.
Amen.
And we thank you.
No problem. Thank you so much, Sister Paul. Truly elated to hear you, what you're doing there, making yourself available. Sister Paul is an 80-odd years old lady, and she's still working for the Lord. So age is just a number. We still have work to do for God. No matter how old we are, we can still work for the Master. Thank you, Sister Paul. We have 518-744. I'm going to open your line. Your line is open.
Yes, thank you, Brother O'Neill, for opening my line. This is Brother Rick from Fort Ann, New York, and grateful to hear Brother O'Neill on hosting tonight. And we heard Sister Leola just a few minutes ago. She was not ready to come on, and so we've been lifting her up in prayer, and we want to continue doing that, praying for comfort and strength for her and her family in their time of bereavement. And I can't imagine, losing a son. That is quite hard, and so we've just been lifting her up in prayer, and I'm just thankful for Sister Powell's testimony. That is exciting news going on in Jamaica. They are working hard on this house and also feeding people, and Sister Powell witnessing and taking care of the young people down there. That is just a wonderful work, and we're just grateful to be able to listen and hear that, and Brother, I just wanted to lift up, I don't know if you remember Sister Naomi. She used to host our line. The prayer line was on 7 nights a week for a while when it first started. And Brother Udi was not able to host many of those because he was working at nights. And Sister Naomi would come on and she would host at least 5 nights a week. And she was so faithful and such a dear sister. And we have not heard from her in years. So we just want to lift up Sister Naomi, pray that the Lord's blessing be upon her and that she is continuing strong in the Lord because we have not heard from her. But so many others, too, that used to come on and don't. And but I just want to praise the Lord for our dear sister, Taimiko. She's always sending out encouraging messages. And just praise the Lord for her and for Brother Eli, who was always coming on and praying for his mom and his friends and lifting up, just praising God for being worthy. And, you know, so we just, I just want to thank the good Lord for Brother Eli. He is always excited to be on and to share. So it's just people, different people just make you smile and make you want to come back to the line and hear the testimonies. And you know, God has been good to me, and I just want to lift up my two grandchildren, Olivia and Caleb. We were down at their house today. Their dad is in the hospital dying from liver failure. He is being detoxed right now from alcohol. He is a demon of alcohol has had a hold on him for many years, and he is 46 years old, and he may not have more than a few weeks, a few months to live. We don't know. God is in charge of that, so we will allow him to take care of those details. But the doctor says not very long, and we went in to see him yesterday. He was not able to talk. He was incoherent, but his skin is so yellow. I mean, his eyes are yellow. His whole skin is yellow from his liver not functioning correctly, and I just, my prayer is that he will live long enough that we can present the gospel to him in all of its beauty, and that he will accept Christ as his Savior and give himself to the Lord before he passes away, so that when Christ comes, he'll be raised up with those who have been faithful. So that is my prayer tonight. Brother O'Neill, please pray for my family, and I will continue to lift up all my brothers and sisters in prayer, and I will continue. So thank you for hosting, and just a blessing to be on.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Rick. It's very good to hear from you as well. And now we're going to pray for the request that Brother Rick requested prior. And I'm just going to pray now for Brother Rick and his family and his son as he pray that God will help him through situation. We know that God is a miracle-working God, and the Christ, the work that Christ was doing here on earth, that is one of my work that I'm so passionate about, the medical missionary work. This is what the work that brought me into this church, and through the medical missionary work, and it has been something that I deem a privilege to do for the cause of God. And everywhere I go, I try to carry this work with me. And in my job, they know me as somebody that speaks about how we can be healthy and how we can practice the principle that God has given us to healthy. It's God, loving eternal Father, I want to pause to acknowledge your goodness once more. As we heard from Brother Rick, the desire of his heart, O Lord, he asked for prayer for he's praying for Sister Leola and her family. We know it's a trying time, Lord. None of us here can say that we have not gone through this experience, losing a loved one. Almost every person that is on the face of planet Earth have experienced the death of a loved one. Father, we know that it is not easy. But we know you, Jesus, you saw it. Your friend Lazarus died. And many of them said that if you were here, I didn't know that he would be alive. Our Lord, he has a point to prove to the Sadducees who didn't believe in the resurrection. You are the resurrection and the life. So, Father, we know, Lord, that you are mighty God. And as I come humbly myself before you, forgive me of any sins, cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Pray that you comfort Sister Leola and the entire family of Jarvis, including his children. Comfort them as well, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that death shouldn't be the end of all things, meaning that our hope but to be of strength to us, because we know that you are a source of strength. You promise us to Isaiah the 27th chapter and the 5th verse to take all of your strength. And you told us in the previous chapter, verse 3, that I will keep thee in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. Father, we thank you that you are our God. We thank you, Jesus Christ, that you came and became us to experience all that we experience. Buddha can't experience. Krishna cannot. Confucius cannot. Only Jesus can. Because he became us to redeem us and to encourage us in our trying times. Because you have been there. You have done that. You have overcome. And you expect from us to overcome if we look to you. I pray for Brother Rick, son at this time. I pray that you comfort him, strengthen him, be the grandchildren, be his daughter, actually in a special way, cover in their blood. Grant her your peace that passes all understanding. Be his wife, be his going out and his coming in, O Lord. And Father, I pray, Lord, that you continue to strengthen him as he continues to be faithful to your cause. Keep him in a special way, O Lord. Pray for all the family of Advent, my sister Naomi, once a person that was very committed to your cause, to the ministry of Advent, Lord, that he said, I haven't heard from her for a while, wherever she are, Lord, I know that you will be able to comfort her and strengthen her. Whatever needs, I pray that you will provide. Father, I pray for this ministry, Advent, Lord, over 9 years, but you kept it. And it's still going on. Great blessing has been achieved. Life has been changed. We're on this line, many testimony. Since they came on this line, you have taught them how to understand purpose and the principle of heaven and understand the word of God. And I pray, Lord, that we continue to have this line to continue flow. But we know soon, Lord, we will not have this communication. But for now, as we have it, Lord, I pray, Lord, that we make the best of it. And to communicate one with another, the principle of heaven. Have your own way with us, Lord. Whatsoever feel of fact himself not grant to me. Thank you, Lord, for your new prayers. Amen. Yes. Let me see who's next. 301-868. Your line is open.
Good night, Brother O'Neill. It's a pleasure to hear your voice, and thank you so much for opening my line. I am just so thankful for this opportunity. There's a message that I receive, and it stated that whenever, every day that God gives you a breath, gives you an opportunity to be on earth, it is not for ourselves, but it's for us to be a light to someone. So I thank you so much for using your light to be able to reach others. And as I'm hearing about, you know, I do have some praise report, but as I'm hearing about, you know, these awesome individuals that were on the line and used to be on the line, one of my query is, you know, as we are, I think it's Galatians 6:2 talks about us bearing our bearing the burdens of our brothers. We are a brother's keeper, and we are to bear their burdens. And so one of the things that I would say and suggest is that we find some way to be able to reach out to those individuals that are missing or that you have not heard from in a while. I think, you know, I'm not on social media, but I know many of you are, to try to see how we are able to tap into you know, getting that connection back with them, to let them know that not only are we praying for them, we're interested in getting them back to be a part of the line. I think that is something that definitely, you know, can happen. And so with that, I would say today I have the opportunity. This is how, you know, there's a difference how we make people feel. And so I'm a classroom teacher. That's what they say. And so one of my parents reached out to me last week, and she has opened a business. She has opened a gym for a woman. We know that she's not an Adventist, but she is believe in God. And so, and Jesus Christ as their Savior. And so she sent it out to me, and, you know, normally, you know, a lot of these things are happening on Sundays. So, I'm sorry, on Saturday. And so, you know, I'm not going to participate. My students, you know what I mean? I go to support my student and their family. And so my student came in last week, and I said, how are you doing? I said, you know, I received something from Mom about her business that she's going to open. I said, are you excited? And she said, yeah. And she said, you know, I'm going to be there. I didn't tell them that I was going to be there, right? But I started, and I said, okay, so on a Sunday, it's 11 o'clock, so I can go, you know what I mean? But I never told anybody that I would be there. And so this morning I called a lift, and the man claimed that he came, but he didn't. I'm looking through the window. He didn't. And so he canceled. Normally when they cancel, when they say you didn't show up, they charge you something. But lo and behold, they didn't charge me anything. So another one came. I called for another one. And I was able to go, and my student eyes just lit up. She couldn't believe. She was like, oh, my goodness, my teacher's here, my teacher's here. So was the parent as well. And, you know, they were doing their, you know, their stuff. And, you know, I went up, and I said, you know, she came. This is a parent that came to my room and came to my second grade class, all of the second grade class, and she was very much into, as I said before, listen to what I said, she's not an Adventist, but she is very much into the help message. So I'm going to bring her my packages, because I was trying to figure out what do I need to bring her. So I'm going to send home the Ministry of Healing for her, because she is very much big on that. She made a care celery juice that was all natural with pineapple and smoothie, and she was giving that to the individuals that came, and it was a lot of people. And I went and just talked about how she came, and she was telling my kids the importance of exercise and the importance of eating right, right? And so I'm looking at it that this is our message, right? But we're not bringing it to the world, right? We are fighting each other whether or not we're supposed to be eating this and consuming this, and we have the world that has taken our message and running with it. And so I want to pray for the Limas. Those are my children's parents. And just the fact that they are promoting a healthy and a healthier family lifestyle. And so I thank God, you know, for that. Another thing I'm going to ask you to pray for, one of my surrogate daughter, Kaylee, who is getting ready to go be a part of the National Guard. She was friends with my daughter since they were in, I think, 3 years old or 4 years old. And she also had an event where they were sending her off, and it started after the sunset, and I was able to go after I finished the program. And she didn't know I was coming either, and was just very excited. And one of the things that I see where when we go into places, we are to be different, right? And, you know, they're very much into sports, and they were watching it and everything. And I was just sitting there, and they were talking to me, and I told them, I said, I have not watched sports or, you know, the television in that magnitude for over 21 years before my daughter was born. And so I was remembering about the, you know, basketball. I used to watch it with my dad, and we were talking about the team and stuff, but I've, you know, have not watched it in a while, you know, over 21 years, over a decade. And I'm watching how people, it brings people together, right? But it is just that kind of energy that they have. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, how can we transform our gospel, right? So people are just so, what's the word that I'm looking for? Just so energized to be in love with it as they spend so much time watching the sports. And I think that's really where we need to be, right? Where we're looking, right, at how we're able to take this gospel that is so rich, that is so encouraging, that speaks to everything that we are going through, so that others can connect with it the way how we're connecting with it, and we're the way how they connect with so many other things. And so continue to pray, you know, that we will be able to use that light and be able to ask God to lead us so that we can let people come into understanding who do we say Jesus Christ is when they come in contact with us. So continue to lift me up. I have some schoolwork to do as well, taxes that I need to do. You know, so just continue to lift me up so that I'm able to do that as well. And continue to pray for my daughter who just celebrated a milestone being 21 last Thursday. Continue to lift us up in prayer as well. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Stephanie. Yes, it's truly a blessing to hear you on the line and your requests. And, you know, what you have said is truly something that we have to consider. We have to be a light to the world. Wherever we go, we have to be a light. We have to impact the world for Christ. I'm going to open up the line for 985-647. Your line is open.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is
good evening,
Louisiana. And I just want to thank God for watching over us and waking us up this morning. Thank him for his goodness and his mercy. Thank him for everything. Because his goodness will endure forever. I want to read a devotion prayer. Lord, thank you for calling me to yourself and for the life-giving presence of your Holy Spirit. Give me the strength that I might climb to you and receive nourishment from you in prayers and through your word. And as I grow, work through me so that you may use me to produce an abundant harvest of glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister.
You're so worthy to be praised. I just want to ask for prayer for myself, my family, my husband, my family, my Advent Life family, often on the prayer line. And I just want to pray, like Sister Stephanie said, those that are missing, we pray that they come back. And we just want to pray for all the nursing homes and hospitals, the rest of the people in the streets and in jail and the four corners of the United States. And we just want to give pray for Sister Power Jamaica and the Alex Nation. And we just want to lift up all our brothers and sisters that's helping on this line. And thanks to Brother O'Neill. He's hosting. Yeah, and pray for our bereaved family and any more if we have any on the line. And thank you, Brother O'Neill, for opening my line. And happy birthday to Sister Stephanie's daughter. And hope she have many more. So I'm going to turn it over to Brother John.
Okay.
Amen.
Thank you, Sister.
What's up, Brother John? I'm a Louisiana. Hope everyone's having a blessed day today. It's turning night over here, so almost night time for us. But anyway, just want to give God the praise and thank God for his grace and mercy and sheltering us from the storms of life and just strengthening us and helping us make it through some difficult times that come along, giving us some inner strength, you know, to see our way through it and keep on keeping on. Just all I want to say, God bless, amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Brother John. Blessing to hear from you guys. So now, as we continue, open the line from, let me see. The line is open.
Hello, Brother O'Neill. Hello, brothers and sisters. How we do, beloved? God is good. He's worthy to be praised, Brother O'Neill. First of all, I like to praise him because God is good. He's merciful God. He's the King of Kings. He's the Alpha and Omega. I have a prayer request, Brother O'Neill, before I pray for you, my brother. My prayer request today is to lift up my mom in prayer. My mom needs a lot of prayer. Brother O'Neill, and Brother O'Neill, please lift up Brother Jamal Bayville in prayer. His name is Jamal, it's J-A-M-A-A-L. Lift up Brother Jamal in prayer. Don't forget to pray for his mother too, pray for his family. Lift up his family in prayer. And don't forget to pray for Brother Javel too in prayer, because Brother Javel needs a lot of prayer at the moment, and pray for every single one of us. And Brother O'Neill, I feel like praying for you, my brother. I feel the Holy Spirit that God tell me to pray for you at this moment. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. God, Heavenly Father, Lord. Oh, God, we magnify your name, Lord, at this moment, God. Oh, God, we want to give you thanks and praise because God, you're so good, Lord. Oh, God, you're marvelous, God. You're the King of Kings. You're Alpha and Omega, God. There is no one else like you, Lord. God, at this moment, God, I want to deliver Brother O'Neill, God, who is hosting the prayer line, Lord. We ask God to We ask God to watch over Brother O'Neill, Lord. We ask God to give Brother O'Neill deliverance, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We ask God to strengthen Brother O'Neill, God, break every chain for him, Lord. We ask God to allow Brother O'Neill, God, to pray for my friend too, Lord. God, at this moment, God, I want to lift up Brother Jamal Bayville to you, Lord. We ask God to allow Brother Jamal Bayville, Lord, to be kind, Lord, to be humble, Lord, to be loving, Lord. Allow him to be kind to me always, God. God, I'm maxing you, God. I'm maxing you, God. He needs prayer, Lord. He needs you, Father. We ask God to come deliver Brother Jamal Bayville, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask God to strengthen him, Father. We ask God to come deliver him today, Lord. Deliver him, Lord. Deliver him, Lord. Give him the victory, God. Allow him to share his testimony, Lord. Allow him to press number one, Lord. Allow him to share his testimony, Lord. Allow him to give you praise, Lord. Allow him to give you honor and glory, Lord. Allow him to fix his eyes upon you, Lord. God, we ask God, allow Brother Jamal, God, to fix his eyes upon you, Lord. Allow him to fix his eyes upon you, Lord. We ask God to come deliver him, Lord. We ask God to cover his womb, Lord. We ask God to cover his window post, Lord. We ask God to cover his doorpost, Lord. We ask God to cover every room in his house, Lord. We ask God to bless his house, Lord. God, we ask God to come bless his family, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask God to bless him, Lord. Allow him. Allow him to feel the Holy Spirit, Lord. Allow him to feel the Holy Ghost, Lord. Allow him to feel the Holy Ghost, Lord. Bless him, Lord. Watch over him, Lord. Allow him to give praise unto you, Lord. Allow him to sing praises unto you, Father. Oh, God, there is no one else like you, Lord. Oh, God, I want to lift our Sister Miola to you, Lord. We ask God to come bless Sister Miola, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask God to watch over Sister Miola, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We ask God to come bless her, Lord. Oh, God, Sister Miola lose her son, Lord. We ask God to give Sister Miola comfort, comfort, Lord. We ask God to allow her to stay strong in you, Lord. Allow her to have the faith in you, Lord. Because God, you are good for Sister Miola, Father. We ask God to come deliver her, Lord. God, we ask God to strengthen her, Lord. We ask God to give her the victory, Lord. We ask God to give her deliverance, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, God, I want to lift her Sister Tamiko in this prayer line, Lord. God, come bless her, Lord, in the prayer line, Lord. We ask God to come bless Sister Tamiko, God, in the mockery, Lord. Break every chain, God, for her, Lord. God, we want to thank you, God, for what you have done for Sister Tamiko, Lord, and her family members, Lord. Bless her mother, too, Lord, Sister Dorothy, Lord. We ask God to watch over Sister Dorothy, Lord. Oh, God, we want to lift her Sister Key to you, Lord. We ask God, allow Sister Key to praise you, Lord. Allow Brother Colon to come praise you, Lord. Allow him to go in your sanctuary, Lord. God, we ask God, allow them to praise you, God, to give you honor and glory, Lord. Bless everyone, God. Watch over everyone, God. Watch over everyone, God. Allow Brother O'Neill, God, to pray for Brother Jamal, Lord. God, we ask God to come bless Brother Jamal, Lord. Bless him, God. God, allow Brother Jamal, God, to give you praise, honor, and glory, God. Allow Brother Jamal, God, to push number one, Lord. Give Brother Jamal the victory, Father. Give him the victory, Lord. Victory, victory, victory in the name of Jesus, Lord. Give Brother Jamal the victory, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Allow him to feel good, Lord. Allow him to praise you, God. Allow him to give you all glory, God. All the praise, God, belongs to you, Lord. Allow him to sing praises unto you, Lord. Allow Brother Jamal, God, to say hallelujah, Lord, because, God, you are so good for him, Lord. We ask God to come bless him, Lord. Bless Sister Carla, Lord. Watch over Sister Carla, Lord. Bless Sister Carla's family, God. God, bless Sister Powers' family, God. Jamaica, Lord. Watch over Jamaica, God. Watch over Sister Power, God. Strengthen Sister Power, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Give Sister Power deliverance, God. Bless Brother Akeem James who's coming for the word, Lord. Watch over them, Lord. Watch over Sister Stephanie, God. Sister Powers' beloved daughter, Lord. Sister Stephanie, Lord. Bless everyone, God. Watch over everyone, Lord. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen and amen. Thank you for opening my line, Brother O'Neill. This is Brother Eli. Please lift up Brother Jamal in prayer. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Brother Eli, for your prayer. Truly, we are living in an interesting time on Earth history. And I don't know if I could open this line. Let me check and see to make sure. Just saying good night. Your line is open, 895-647. Hello? I guess that line was open before, so. Yes, I just want to share a quotation from the Pen of Inspiration that I read last night as I was presenting on a last night prayer line. I want us to analyze the time that we're living in as people of God. God has called us at a time like this. God has given us a message, three angels' message. In 5 Testimony Volume 5 here, in Testimony Volume 5, page 477, Testimony Volume 5. Page 455, pardon me, paragraph 2. We were looking at the fear of the Lord last night on the prayer line. And it says here, Testimony Volume 5, 445. 455, paragraph 2. God has called his church in this day, 2024, this day, the 28th of January. He has called ancient Israel to stand as a light in the earth. Seventh-day Adventist has been called to be a light in the world by the mighty cleaver of truth. The message of the first, the second, and the third angels. He has separated them from the churches and from the world to bring them into sacred nearness to him. So the three angel message is to bring us near to God, not away from God, near. He has made them the depositaries of his law, to them the great truths of prophecy for this time, for 2024, January 2024. Like the holy oracles committed to ancient Israel, these are sacred trusts. These are what? Sacred trusts to be communicated to the world. The three angels of Revelation 14 represent the people. The angel represent the people who accept the light of God's message and go forth. This is a movement. This is not just a church. This is not stagnant. It's a movement. Like a flowing water. It's a movement. Represent the people, accept the light of God's message and go forth. Go forth. As his agents to sound the warning throughout the length and breadth of the earth. Nothing happens without a warning. You see, in Noah's time, there was a warning. You see, in Saddam's time, there was a warning for the people. But Noah, there were scoffers in his time. Same in our time, many think that coming of the Lord is something of fables, because they don't trust in the word of the living God. It says, Christ declares to his followers, ye are the light of the world. Isaiah chapter 60. We are the light of the world. It says, but just Jesus is the light of the world. So what the connection is? Jesus is the light of the world and his followers the light of the world. You see that? You see the connection there? They are connected to Christ. So they are following the light. We need the light of truth. The message go forth its ages on the one each other. You are the light of the world. To every soul, not some, to every soul that accepts Jesus Christ, the cross of Calvary speaks. Every one of us. The cross of Calvary speaks. Behold, the wrath of the soul. Go into all the world. Great Commission in Matthew 28. From verse 18 to 20. And in Mark 16, he says, go ye into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. The Bible tells us in Matthew 24, verse 14, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Never said going to convert the whole world, but the gospel must go forth, because before Christ gets up from his throne of mercy, the gospel must reach to every individual to accept or to reject him. But God is a God of justice. It says here, accept Jesus, the cross of Calvary, and speak, behold the rod of the soul. Go into all and preach to every creature. Nothing is to be permitted to hinder this work. Nothing should hinder this work for the time, for time. It is to be far-reaching as eternity. Yes. The love that Jesus manifests for the souls of men in the sacrifice which he made for their redemption will actuate all his followers. So when we accept what Christ has done for us, as the Apostle Paul says in Philippians 1:21, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. But when we're actuated by what Christ has done for us, then we know that we have a work to do for him. At this time, we're going to go into prayer. Anyone who's on the line, let's pray for these requests. I don't see Sister Paul is still on. Let me see. Now she has a busy day. I don't want her to share a prayer request here. The prayer request. Give me unmute her. Mr. Powell?
Yes, I am. Hello? Here. You're hearing me?
Yes.
You're hearing me?
Yeah, I'm hearing you clearly, very clear. I want to give you the requests that I have written down here. Just have a request for Kelly and also for her daughter. Kelly was going into the National Guard. She's asking for prayer for her and also for her daughter, who's just turned 21, and also for herself as she continues to play her part. And also for Brother Rick's son with the liver disease and his entire family. Also Sister Brenda and the entire family. You know, she's the aunt of Jarvis, which is Sister Leola, son, and you know that she was very close to Jarvis as well, so we know it's not easy for her and for her husband, Brother John as well, that you pray for them. Brother Eli requests for Jamel, his mom, and the rest of the family members and his friends. Those are the requests. And for me, that God will strengthen me and keep me in all my way. And also the rest of the other brethren, Sister Naomi, that Brother Rick asked for the prayer for Sister Naomi as well. And all the other brethren, Sister Carl and her family, all the other brethren on the line. You know their name already, Sister Continelli. All the other brethren. So you can pray at this time, Sister Carl.
Okay, Brother Rick was son-in-law, boy. I didn't get that clear.
Yes, and liver disease.
Brother, mm-hmm. Brother Rick, son-in-law. Okay, all right. Yes, my dear beloved, now we come to the part that every one of us can join in prayer. So we are asking you if you can bow your head or you can kneel and just whisper a soft word of prayer to our Heavenly Father on behalf of those requests. I will just give you a few minutes and then I will lift up these requests. Thank you. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a fortress of glory divine. Most righteous and eternal Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy wonderful name. Heavenly Father, we come before you asking you this evening to forgive us of all our many sins and shortcomings. We ask you to wash and cleanse us, Lord. As we presented, Lord, these brothers and sister requests to you, we would like, Lord Jesus, each one of us here on this land, that we will be wholly thine. If there is anything within us, dear Lord, we are asking you to remove it from us because we know you said to us in your word, ask and it shall be given. Seek and we shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. You also told us in Psalms 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, who healeth all our diseases. Because we know, dear Lord, you are the heavenly healer above. We are presenting Brother Rick, son-in-law, to you, dear Lord. We know that your servant, Brother Rick, have been witnessing to him years by years, Lord, presenting the truth. But, dear Father, the enemy, allow him not to listen, not to be obedient to what he hears. Father, you have given him a body as the image and likeness of you. He had took the body that you have given unto him, dear Lord, and mistreated by putting things in his body, in his system, that destroy the whole body. But, dear Lord, you are the one who have created your son. You are the one, dear God, can heal all our diseases. On behalf of those two children, dear Lord, you know them, dear Father, Lord, and Mom, dear Lord, we place her to you towards heaven. And we are asking you at this time, draw her close to you. And Lord, as the great physician, touch your son from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. And that liver that destroyed, dear Lord, you are the one who had made him, create him in the image or like you. So we know, dear Father, and we believe in you that you can do all things. You can make him whole. So in your hands, Lord, we place him. Continue to bless him, Lord, the doctors and the nurses that surround his bedside, dear Father. Strengthen them and give them that love that they will show him, that love and that compassion, dear Lord, and that the words that he used to hear from his father-in-law, that the Holy Spirit will bring it back to his remembrance, and he will able to call out you, call your name, and asking you for help. Lord, we place him in your hand. Please, Lord, Brother Richard's daughters, and also his wife, Lord, and the whole family, Naomi. Lord, we place her to you too, Lord, and ask you, Lord, for a transformation in their life. Lord, continue to strengthen Brother John, Brother Rick, while he study with John, Lord, and allow John to receive your truth. And the others, Lord, you know the work that he has in his church, Lord, in his community. Lord, lift him up that he can blow the trumpet and spare not and tell the people about their sin and draw them closer to you. Lord, bless each member from Brother Rick Church. Lord, I will come to you this day with Stephanie. Lord, praying, Lord, for a friend who going into the army. Lord, we have heard that two of the family members have gone in. My nieces, Lord, my nephew, two of them have gone into the army in America. I ask you, Lord, to keep them because I do know it's not an easy work, but allow them to be disciplined and to learn, Lord Jesus, and cover them under your blood, dear Lord. So we place Stephanie Friend and also our niece, nephews that is going, joining, and not only them alone, all the young people, dear Lord, who are going into the armed force. Bless and keep them, Lord. Surround them with your sweet Holy Spirit. Use them mightily, that they, the light that they have, that it will shine, Lord, through their matchmate, and those matchmates will see a difference in their life. Lord, we lift up Brother O'Neill. Lord, you see a young man determined and a passion for you, especially the help message wherever he goes. He has gone by, Lord, on this line. When he goes to camp meet, he has presented his lotion, his soap that he had created, Lord Jesus, in his own form with natural things that he had made up these products. Ask you to bless him, keep him, guide him, and allow him, dear Lord, as he determined to follow you, dear Lord. And we just want to give his, let him give his life, surrender it over and over to you, dear Lord, because you are the one keeping him. Bless his children and also his siblings and his whole family, Lord, as he pray for his children in Jamaica. Lord, we lift them up to you. Surround them with your spirit, and I allow your light to shine with them. We lift up our dear brother John and sister Brenda. You know everyone of that family is going through a mourning at this time. But, dear Lord, you are the great comforter, to comfort them and to allow them to trust you and to follow you by studying your words, sharing your truth to others. And I know that when they ask and believe, that you are the one going to keep them in their right mind and comfort them of the loss of their loved one. We lift up Sister Leola to you at this time. Lord, we know it's not easy to lose no one, especially your child. Lord, that you are burying your child. But dear Father, give her the strength. She know that one day soon and very soon, Lord, there will be no more death. And Lord, as we leave her to you, we ask you for that extra portion of strength, not only she alone, Nicole and the other family member, the Charlotte and Jarvis Jr., the children of the deceased father. I'm asking you, Lord, to bless them and to keep them in perfect peace, Lord. Lord, we lift up, Lord Jesus. We are calling for Sister Naomi. We remember when she was in Florida. We remember the fire that was in her bone, that she would present the help message and she would share the line, dear Father. The time that we have the line for, only one night we did have the line for, dear Lord, and she would be able to host the line. She was so happy. We saw her. She came to camp meeting and she participated, Lord Jesus. Sister Lovely, Sister Dehovi, dear Lord, Sister Jarvin, John, and all of those, Lord, from Rose, from Florida, all of those individuals, Lord, we pray for them. And as Sister Stephanie asked us, that we got to contact them and to let them know how much we miss them and ask them please to come back to join the four so that we can give praises and go out in the community, Lord Jesus, in all the various community that we go with camp meeting. We ask you to bring back that fire. We were talking today, dear Lord, for Brother Hutzel was a part of the Advent Light. Lord, all those individuals, Brother Yudi, the young people, them in New York, dear Lord, the pastor in New York, there were so much, many Brother O'Neill and our Brother Rick and every one of us, dear Lord, was giving you the praise. Bring back this line that it will go back to the where it is, Lord. Bless it, Lord. I know you have been blessing it, so we want to thank you, Lord, for what you have been doing. We lift up Sister Carla and her children, Nicholas, Lord, and their daughter, Amanda. Continue to bless, Lord, Eva, through the Sister Carla community that she went, the Philippines. Lord, all those ministers over there, Advent Light, have move and touch and do a praise apart that played, Lord, from Advent Light. We lift them up unto you, and we allow them to re-resurrect and reform them that we can be able to share with our sister and our brother into these little islands. Continue to bless these islands. Heavenly Father, I lift up myself to you. There are so many. You know, Brother Eli praying for Jamal. You know everything about him with the COVID. And you are the great physician. We leave it in your hands. His mother is praying as a young man. Pray continually for his mother, for strength and courage, and to hold on to you. So we lift her up to you, Brother Eli, to Javel, and all his brothers and sisters that he prays for. Sister Tamiko, Lord, we lift her up to you and also her family members, her mom, Dorothy, and it's her children, Tony and Jill. We lift them up to you. What more could we ask of you more than give you thanks? And as we present all these requests to you in the most holy sanctuary in heaven, the great work that you have been doing, investigating judgment, Lord, with that book of life open, Lord, into investigating about what we have been doing. Lord, please, Lord, allow our names to be written in that book, Father, and allow the Holy Spirit to fall upon your children. Allow us to have the character of you, Lord Jesus. Cover us, Lord Jesus, under the robe of righteousness by faith, so that we will be representative, ambassador, servant for you to go out and present the gospel message. And if there is anyone I miss, Lord, Sister Considelli, Lord, Sister Barnaby, dear Father, everyone that is on this line, Lord, we lift them up to you today. And we present the speaker, dear Brother Aki James. We are so proud, we are so thankful for you, for Brother Akeem James, that brother, Pastor Akeem James, who is a part of this line actually from we start. We ask you to bless him, keep him, guide him, protect him as a young man, as he go out to present this truth to the dying world, that he can draw these youths to you, dear Father. So hide him under the foot of the cross. Allow the message that he present today will be a lighthouse, the message of truth that will come to us, Lord. Bless, Lord. Bless also Brother Ricardo, Lord, Brother Troy, and all the others who produce the presenter on our lives. Sister Stephanie, we ask to bless Brother O'Neill, Lord, and all of us who come on the line. Bless us, we pray. Hear our prayer, and we just want to thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen, amen. My speaker for this hour is Brother Ricardo. Those who are on the line, I don't know his number, so I don't know. I want to unmute him so that he could speak. So this is his number. Let me see. Ricardo?
Yes, Brother O'Neill. Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. Let me mute Sister Paula. Give me 1 second.
Yes. This is Brother Ricardo. How is everyone doing?
Yeah. Thank God for life.
Amen.
You can go ahead, Brother.
All right. All right. So we're just going to give a little brief of the message of the Lord. We're going to look at Lift Him Up, God in Christ, because what is really going on? We need Jesus Christ, and people are discouraged. People are fearful, and we have to present Christ before the people, because he is our holy hope. When you go into your bedroom by yourself, laying down, when the light turn off and fear flash before you, your anxiety, you can't call no one sometime because everyone is sleeping. But we know one we can always call unto is Jesus Christ and him crucified. He is our friend, our big brother. He is our savior, our high priest, right now as I speak. So brothers and sisters, we have to lift up each other. But only Christ really can keep us strong. Amen. So let us pray. Father in heaven, Mark, can you forgive me of my sins? I am not even worthy to speak on your behalf to your people. Lord, I'm asking you to touch me with a call from the altar and purge me from all unrighteousness. We give you thanks, we give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory. I'm asking you for your presence of your Holy Spirit, the Holy Angel will continue to tabernacle with us and to be with us and to speak through me to your people. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Okay, lift him up. This is a word of encouragement for each and every one of us, even myself. Go with me to John chapter 12, verse 32. In John chapter 12, verse 32, it says, and Jesus said, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. So we want to know, what does this mean? In John chapter 12, verse 32, Jesus is saying to his disciple, Nicodemus, all of them, the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And he's saying, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, he's talking about his crucifixion, his death, will draw all men unto me. Look at John chapter 8, verse 28. Because Jesus is drawing, this love, this drawing power is love, is grace. What he have done for us on Calvary Cross. Because in this world, there is a void in man, and only one that can fill our void, our longing, our wretchedness is only Jesus. So that's why Jesus was, that's why he comes. Because man was without hope, man was lost. But Jesus come to reconcile, which was broken, which was stolen from us, back to the Father, that we can have access. That's how we can pray today. That's how we can go before the throne of grace on our knees and pray, standing, driving, praying to our God. Because there is a power that is drawing us, that wooing us to Jesus. Look at John chapter 8, verse 28. Then Jesus said unto them, when ye have lift up the Son of Man, then shall you know that I am he and that I do nothing of myself. But as my Father had taught me, I speak these things. So many do not believe in Christ in his day. Many do not believe that the Seventh-day Adventist Church is only church. Yes, God have different believers in other denominations. Just like we have the Jews of old, one church. The Seventh-day Adventist is Christ's church. Even though we see a lot of apostasy going among us, we still must be faithful and do what God called us to do. This is his remnant church, and we're going to see spiritualism and all of these things coming among us. But remember, you have to keep your eyes on Christ. Lift him up. Christ is saying that, and when ye have lift up the Son of Man, the only way we, our spirit, can come out of that gloominess and that darkness until you and I look unto Jesus, look and live. Because the moment you and I take our eyes off Christ, we are discouraged, we are fearful, we are doubtful. The love of Jesus Christ will make us rich spiritually. When we don't have Christ, when we're distracted with everything, we become bankrupt. Have you ever bankrupt overdraft? And you start to worry, I say, man, I overdraft, they're going to charge me. You know your bills, man, I don't even pay this bill. Look at it spiritually. When we don't spend time with Christ in his word, brothers and sisters, we are bankrupt. You don't have nothing to draw. We need to deposit the word of God so we can withdraw, because it is our safeguard. It is our assurance in these last days. In Gospel Worker 160, it said, Gospel Worker 160, it said, lift up Jesus, you that teach the people. Lift him up in sermon, lift him up in song, in prayer. Let all your powers be directed to pointing souls, confused, bewildered, lost to the Lamb of God. So people are confused, people are bewildered, lost in this world. But what we are told, lift up Jesus, you that teach the people. Lift him up in sermons. Lift him up in songs. We are told that song also is a weapon. It can uplift your spirit. It can bring joy and peace. When the darkness and gloom like a thick cloud around you, you're so discouraged, you can't even pray, you can't even read. But the last thing, one of the tools that God gives unto us is song. Some of us, we can't sing. But when you are singing, remember, your song is like a sweet aroma going up to God. And God is accepting, because when you are singing, you are creating an atmosphere around you. We are told that we must spend a thoughtful hour on the life of Jesus Christ. When we do this, what is the benefit of you and I spending a thoughtful hour? That our love will be quickened. What does this word quicken mean? Come alive. Because why? Because the heart of man, by nature, we are unloving. We are cruel and cold. So the only way you and I nature, the Bible said, by beholding, we become what? Change. So by beholding Christ, Jesus said, all you that labor and ever laden, come unto me and learn of me. I am meek and lowly in heart. So when we are learning of Jesus, our love will be quickened and our confidence will be constant in him. He said, lift up Jesus, that you that teach the people. Lift him up in sermons, in song, in prayer. Let all your powers be directed, finding souls confused, bewildered, lost to the Lamb of God. Lift him up, the risen Savior, and say to all who hear, come to him who had loved us and had given himself for us, Ephesians 5:2. Let the science of salvation be the burden of every sermon. Only brothers and sisters, are you hearing? Every sermon must be the burden of what? Lifting up Jesus. Some say, don't preach about the wrath of God. Do you know that you are lifting up Jesus? You are preaching Christ's righteousness. Some say, Jesus, love, you will not destroy. Really? Because Jesus is a loving Savior. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, live right. Be honest. Come to him, you. Him who had loved us and had given himself for us. Let the science of salvation be the burden of every sermon, the theme of every song. What is the theme of every song? Lift him up, the risen Savior. I forgot that one. But yes, lift him up, brothers and sisters. We have to lift up Jesus Christ. David said when he was discouraged, he encouraged himself in the Lord. What? He remembered what God has done for him in the past regarding his prayer. And these are his testimony, brothers and sisters. We have to memorize the scriptures because the time is coming. Only the scripture. You will not able to come on this line. You will not able to hear a sermon, go on YouTube and whatever. But is the song, the scriptures that going to keep you? Let the science of salvation be the burden of every sermon, the theme of every song. Let it be pour forth in every supplication. Show forth the grace and completeness of the Savior. This is our completeness in crucified. Many want to only preach about Jesus Christ and him love, whatever. But brothers and sisters, we have to give the testimony. The testimony is the spirit. The testimony of Jesus Christ is the spirit of prophecy, which is the first, second, third angel message, the sanctuary message, and all the rest. This is how we are lifting up Christ, because when you are lifting up Jesus, he will uplift you. He will encourage you when trouble comes your way. He will pass you to have peace. Look at John chapter 3, verse 14. John chapter 3, verse 14. Lift him up. John chapter 3, verse 14. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. So this was a symbol. So now I want you to catch it. Remember when the children of Israel murmured against Moses and said, "We have sinned," and God sent fiery serpent and to bit them, bite them. So now God is showing us the serpent is the problem of our condition to the who. Satan used a serpent to who? Trick Eve. Are you with me? And so God said, "You will not surely die if you eat the fruit." So God is showing them. So now the serpent is the problem of our death. The serpent is the problem of our pain, suffering. Are you catching this, brothers and sisters? That's why Jesus come to deliver us from the stain, from the grip of death. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, God gave Moses specific instruction: build a fiery serpent, a brazen serpent, and everyone who look on it shall live. By faith, when you look unto Jesus, keep your eyes on him. Do not take your eyes off Jesus, like, "Shall I come?" Jesus said, "Come." While we are walking on the narrow pathway, things of this life start to distract us, and we lose sight of our Savior. You remember when Jesus, they go to the festival, Mary and Joseph, when they lost Jesus, he was 12 years old. They lost Jesus. How many days did it take them to find Jesus? 3 days. And we are also told in the pen of inspiration, whenever we are careless and we are not praying and studying up on the word of God, we too can lose Jesus. And it's going to take 3 days. When I read that, I said, "Lord, have mercy. I want to stay in prayer. I make sure I want to stay in the word." Brothers and sisters, you can go to church and you say you read the Bible, you have the spirit of prophecy. But if you are careless and not reading and not trying to live up to it as best as possible, yes, you're going to fall. But we are told, brothers and sisters, you can be in the church for many years and you lost Jesus 25 years. So, you're not going to find him. You have to go into a 3-day prayer and fasting with toil and confessing and searching ourselves and say, "Lord, have mercy." 3 days, Mary and Joseph take to find back Jesus. And when they find him in the temple. And who they blame? They're blaming Jesus. So who we blame when we are discouraged? Who we blame when we are saying that, "God, why do you take away my loved ones and why do you allow this happen?" Brothers and sisters, God's name, character is on trial. And we must go to court and clear God's name. Because God is looking for a people, Advent Light, to vindicate, who will demonstrate God's character. That's why the Bible says, here is the patience of the saints. What gives them this patience? Because they are patient through suffering. They are patient through hard times. Even though they are going through a difficulty, they demonstrate the love of God, the grace of God, the character of Jesus Christ. This is how others can come to the faith. What I mean by that question, what does the Bible mean? He will draw all men unto himself. Because we want to understand. Remember the first scripture I give unto you, which is John chapter 12, verse 32. And Jesus, remember when Jesus said, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. What does he mean? What are you talking about? He's going to draw all men unto me. But all men is not drawn, being drawn, right? Some of our loved ones, they ain't in the church. They don't have no desire. They don't have no longing. Their eyes, they are blind. We are dying for them to come to church. So who's going to give us this desire, this longing to want to follow Jesus, want to fall in love, or we're going to get fall in love with him? Who's going to give us this desire? Before I go there, I find this writing from Charles Spurgeon. He said, this is a very interesting quote right here. He said, Christ's drawing is gentle. He said, I will draw all men unto me. He said, Christ's drawing is gentle. Jesus draw with a widespread power. I will draw all men unto me. Not every man. Every man is not effectually drawn. For millions of men never had heard the name of Jesus Christ. We know that, right? At all. But men of all sort. Not all men, that is Jews and Gentiles. So Jesus is going to draw all sort of men. So that's why he can say all men. Because all sort of men. That's what the Bible, the first angel said, for I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven. Who the gospel going to go to now? For I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth. To who? Earth. To every nation. Notice every nation. Kindred, tongue, and people. This means all sort of men. Are you with me? All sort of God's creation, which is human beings. So when Jesus said he will draw all men unto him, does this mean every single body in the earth? Yes, God wills no man to perish, but everyone to come and accept Christ and repent of their sins. But everyone is not effectually drawn. Are you with me? Some going to be saved and some going to be lost. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? I want you to catch it. The young, the old, the rich, the poor, the intellectual, the learned, and the ignorant. Some of all sorts do what Jesus drawn. Do you get it now? Remember, he said, I will draw all men unto me. I want you to catch it. I'm trying to show you something, trying to learn something, brothers and sisters. Many of our families, they hear the gospel, but it is up to their choice to accept Christ or Satan. You don't choose Christ, you choose Satan. You don't choose Satan, you choose the world. You're still choosing Satan. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? But that's what the Bible says. Many are called, but few are what? Chosen. So Jesus is joined. When Jesus is uplifted all the way from the earth, way up in the air, so everyone can look in type and anti-type. Jesus now died on the cross for you and I. All we have to look by faith and live. Look and live. Look and you can be cleansed. Look, that so Jesus can remove away you and I's stony heart. So we must lift up Jesus before the congregation. We must lift up Jesus before the people. But many people want to preach Jesus, but they don't want to preach his other doctrine. And many don't believe in the doctrine of Christ. Are you going to be saved? Because Jesus said in John chapter 7, verse 17, he said, if any man will do his will, we all want to do his will, right? We want to follow Jesus. But Jesus said now, if you want to effectually 100% do my will, if you want to be accepted to me, acceptable to me, if you want your praise, your devotion, your reading, your fasting, your prayer be accepted to me, you must follow this. What is it, my brother? Jesus said in John chapter 7, verse 17, if any man, remember, I will draw all men, if any man desire to follow Jesus, if any man will do his will. What is Jesus' will? Psalm 60, verse 7. No, 8, no. Psalm 40, verse 8. I delight to do thy will, O Lord. Thy law is within my heart. What is Jesus' will? His law. Holy, how are we going to find Jesus' law? Jesus said, if any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine. What is doctrine? Doctrine of one's belief. Whose belief? Jesus. The faith of Jesus is what? Doctrine. That's what Revelation 14 tells us. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and have the faith and have the doctrine and have the testimony. Now you catch it. When you hear faith of Jesus, he's dealing with the doctrine of Jesus. The experience of Jesus. What Jesus lived. As the Bible said, I think in Luke 4:34, it said, as his custom was, he went into the synagogue and stood up to read on the Sabbath day. It's custom. So if we're going to follow Jesus, we're going to follow him all the way, 100%, not halfway. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So we have to lift him up. Are you lifting him up in your life? This is how we lift up Christ. We lift up Jesus by our diet. Others will realize they eat different, and they realize you eat fruits and vegetables. But they don't eat fruits and vegetables. Why you eat that? No, it's an open door. Because God is giving us opportunity. Because you are peculiar, you stand out. So God is using your lifestyle, your example, to minister to them. That's why he gives us a health message. Live better. Change a lifestyle, change it. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Why? God give us a health message so our mind can be clear. Do you know that, brothers and sisters, you're going to understand in the end, when the national Sunday law enforce it. You and I are going to realize that the Sunday law is not enough to just resist it. What we need the health message. We need a clear sound mind because the government is going to come with such a restriction. You remember Daniel? Daniel purposed his heart not to defile his temple, right? Daniel passed, go through the health crisis first, right? If Daniel did fail the health crisis, could he pass the worship crisis? No. Are you seeing this, brothers and sisters? Type and anti-type. Are we lifting up Jesus? We must lift up Jesus before the people. This is the only way we can please him. We have to follow his doctrine, his teaching, his lifestyle, because he suffered for us. Even though you are weak and you are struggling, he said, now, come unto me. Lord, I'm burdened, Lord. Lord, I really want to follow you, but he said, come. Why come? Because he will give us the strength. Are you with me? So we can lifting up in our lifestyle. Because the time is coming, brothers and sisters, we're going to need the help message so we can have a clear, sound mind. Why? Because the Bible said, I never give you the spirit of fear. Satan brings fear, torment. But Jesus said, I never give you the spirit of fear. But what are you going to give us so we can have a clear, sound mind so we'll not be fearful? That's what the Bible said. We must not be ignorant according to Satan's device. What is Satan's device? We must understand when we understand our enemy, because when you're going to the army, God's spiritual army, you must know your opponent. You must know the enemy, this tragedy. What is Satan's device? Torment, fear, doubt, anxiety, disobedience, and all of these things. This is what you're going to use on us so we displease God, my brothers and sisters. So that's why God is giving us a clear sound mind. So that's what the Bible says. Satan is like a roaring lion, seeking who he may what? Devour. So when you are vigilant, when you are sober, what causes you to be vigilant? What causes you to be sober? Because of the lifestyle change. When trouble come upon you, you're not going to act foolishly. You're going to act with wisdom, clarity, with understanding. So he said, I never give you the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. Sound? Your mind is sound, meaning it's clear. You are not drunk with wine. Are you with me? Not fermented wine, but we want the unfermented wine. Are you with me? Christ's doctrine. Are you with me? Christ's doctrine give us free will. It give us a clear, sound mind so we can choose. But this world, Satan and his agents, they force us. They coerce us. So that's why God said, listen, I know the human nature is one of the greatest. It's fear. Fear of death. Fear of what is fear of the unknown. So God is saying us, listen, I want you to have a clear, sound mind. Lift up Jesus, brothers and sisters. So now, how can we draw others to Christ? It also continue. If you would win souls, how can we win souls? Because when we are being an example, when we are following Christ, now we become attracted. We become, remember the Bible said, you and I were what? The salt people are going to be attracted to us, and while they're attracted to us, we're going to point them to Christ. Lift up Jesus before them. Watch this, because now the opportunities come. When somebody say, "How do you dress like that? Oh, you be quiet. You don't get frustrated at work. What is going on?" This is the opportunity. The floor is open for you, and now you can lift up Jesus Christ before the people. Are you with me? Listen now. If you would win souls, you must draw them rather than drive them. Lord have mercy. So Jesus is what? Drawing man. Sometimes we drive people away. All of us did in the past because we wanted to give them the message. But Jesus wanted to give us talk and skill. Amen? Very few people are bullied into heaven. What? Very few people are bullied into the faith, in other words. The way to bring man to Jesus is not by rough words and black looks. You know, sometimes where God brings some strong message to some of us because we know better and refuse like the children of Israel. So that's why you're going to raise up some strong leader, some strong layman, and bring some hard message to buckle us up. Amen? Just like a child don't want to listen to the father, and the father's gentle, that the mom is gentle. I say, son, daughter, you, and the parents got to go rough, not tough love. Sometimes God has to do that with us. Amen? But God is gentle. He's loving. Amen? Few people are bullied into heaven. The way to bring man to Jesus is not by rough words and black look. Look on them hard. They don't even accept the book. They ain't accept the track. They ain't accepting the Sabbath. Look on them hard. Mercy. And continually warn them. Sometimes we don't have to really warn people, you know. It's by our lifestyle. But rather by gentle. What? Gentle invitation. Remember, Jesus said, "I will draw all men unto me." That drawing is gentle. Jesus' drawing is gentle. Have you ever heard Jesus, the still small voice? It's gentle, right? It's so soft, but with authority, with conviction. Gentle. Lift him up. So what method can we use to uplift someone's soul in the Lord? Adventist Home 435, kind words are as dew and gentle showers to the soul. This is Jesus' doctrine, you know. Listen what the Spirit of Prophecy said in Adventist Home 435, kind words are as dew and gentle shower to the soul. What does this mean? Remember, have you ever read Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 2? My doctrine shall drop as the rain. My speech shall be still as the dew, as the small rain on the shower. No, as the small rain. Let me go there. My doctrine shall drop as the rain. My speech shall be still as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender herb, and as the showers upon the grass. I believe, let me go there to clarify. My doctrine shall drop as rain. My speech shall be still as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender herb and as the showers. Notice that word showers, right? Upon the grass. You want to represent grass, amen? Isaiah 40, verse 8, verse 7 to 8. Look, listen to Adventist Home again. This word showers. Remember dew. This word, two words I'm looking for. Dew and shower. Remember Deuteronomy 32? My doctrine shall drop as the rain. My speech shall be still as the dew. Early rain and latter rain. Former rain. Are you with me? Listen now. Listen what Spirit of Prophecy said. We are talking about lifting up Jesus, right? Question again. What method can we use to uplift someone's soul in the Lord? What is the method? Because we are told that Jesus' method alone did success. Amen? So now, Adventist Home 435, kind words. What? Kind words are what? Are as dew and gentle showers to the soul. Have you ever gone out early in the morning and you realize the grass is wet? Dew. Why God allowed the dew to fall? Do you know that when the sun is up, the sun is scorched, hot. So God prepared the grass so it can withstand the heat. These are Christ's uplifts. Let's move on. Kind words are as dew and gentle shower to the soul. The scriptures say of Christ that grace was poured into his lips. So Jesus wanted to give us the tongue of the what? The learn. That he might know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary with grace. That he that it may minister grace unto him. Let me read that again. That he might that know how to speak a word in season. This is what Jesus wanted to teach us. That he might that know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary with grace, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. So now Jesus is saying that. Question. Jesus is saying that he's going to draw all men to him. Question. Can we come to Jesus in our own strength? No. By nature, we don't love the things which is spiritual. By nature, we are sinful. By nature, we hate the things of God. Put it like that. So now who's going to give us that longing? Who's going to give us that wooing? Who's going to help us to come to Christ and fall in love with him, want to sit at his feet, want to read upon his word, want to learn of him, want to learn his character, want to be like him? Who? Some say the Holy Spirit. No, the Father. Go with me to John chapter 6, verse 44. Very important. I'm going to close. If any questions are coming, so we can close. Not want to worry, but give you an example, brothers and sisters, to encourage you with these notes. John chapter 6, verse 44. No man come to me except, Jesus is speaking now. Remember, he said, I'm going to draw all men unto me. This drawing is like a magnet, right? No man come to me except the Father which had sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. Who bring us? Who give us the desire to fall in love with Christ? Who give us the desire to accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior? The Father. Now, who shed the love of God in our heart for Christ? Because Father draw us the Holy Spirit, John 5:5. The Holy Spirit shed abroad the love of God in our heart. So the Father is working, the Holy Spirit is working, the Son is working. Three eternal beings. Not three in one. Three separate, distinct beings. One in mind, one in purpose, and one in character. Amen? No man can come to me except the Father which had sent me, draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. So, brothers and sisters, so in other words, then, the Father is the one that will draw sinners to Christ, right? Because we do not have the desire to surrender our wills to the Lord. So we can say that, right? Amen. Because Jesus, God the Father, is the one that drawing us to his Son. Let me give you one more, and I'll close right here. Look at John chapter 6. Okay, yes. We're in chapter 6, verse 64 to 67. Same thing, but the Bible is going to give us more clarification, going to emphasize a little bit more. That's why many do not believe in Jesus. He's not a Christian. That's why you have a different faith. Why? Watch this. John chapter 6, verse 64 to 67. But there are some of you that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray him. And he said, therefore said I unto you that no man come unto me except, he said this again, except. Why Jesus repeating himself? Except it were given unto him. Hold it. No man can come unto me. Remember, he said, I'm going to lift. So I'll be lifted up. I will draw what? All men. So now Jesus is clarifying it. Now we may say, but Jesus is calling everybody. But every man is not effectually drawn. Therefore said I unto you that no man can come to me except it were given unto him of my Father. Given unto him of who? My Father. From that time, many of his disciples went back. Remember, Jesus, he started out with 72 and left 12 and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will you also go away? So Advent lied. Will you allow the pressure of life cause you to walk away from Jesus? That means you never really in love with Jesus. Maybe you were bullied into heaven. Maybe somebody said, if you don't accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're going to go to hell. You're going to burn in a lake of fire. So fear grip you. And you say, let me just go to church. Let me just go fake it and baptize. Brothers and sisters, that we have to come true with God. We have to have a real relationship with Jesus. Because whatever come your way, people going to discourage you. People going to do all kind of stuff, even in the church, when you go to church. Are you going to walk away from Jesus? Many are leaving the church. They're leaving church. What does Jesus do unto you? Jesus do you any wrong? No. We do each other wrong. So why many of God's people, when we go through trouble, we don't want to pray? We don't want to sing. We don't have devotion. We don't have no desire to ask God, Lord, help me, what is going on? We are so discouraged. We blame God. Lord, what are you allowing? Why are you allowing me to go through this? Could it be that God, you don't know that God, the trials that we go through, is God, one of God's tools to bring perfection to us? So whenever you are going through any problem, don't say, Lord, why are you allowing me to go through this? Say, Lord, what do you want me to learn from this? What are you trying to tell me? What are you trying to perfect it in my character that I am blind? I cannot see. Now we must lift up Jesus. Amen? This is how we must start. Look on things, not negatively, but spiritually, positively. Amen? All right, Brother O'Neill, over back to you so we can move on. Brother O'Neill?
I'm muted. I'm sorry. I mute myself. I'm muted on the computer, but I mute myself on the phone. So thank you, Brother Ricardo, for the message. Truly, the only person that we can lift up is Jesus Christ. And in all our sermons, only one person should be lifted up, and it always has to be Jesus Christ. And I love the part where it says that many people think that the connection is not there between the Father and the Son. So as we see in John 6 and verse 44, what he says, no man cometh to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last days. So, and we know what the work of the Holy Spirit is doing. So they're going to send another comforter. What he will do in John 15 and John 16, you see the work of the Holy Spirit. He's going to convict of man of sin and righteousness and the judgment to come. So, we see the work of the Godhead in unison right there. That's why he said to us in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30, grieve not the Holy Spirit, wherewith ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. So the Holy Spirit is the one now trying to bring us to Christ. And if we reject the source, tell us not to do this and not to do that, and we continue to progress in the wrong, then as he says in Genesis chapter 6, verse 4, my spirit will not always strive with men. God is not going to enforce himself on us. God is not a tyrant as the devil portrayed him to be, because the devil always tried to put his attribute on God. God is a God of love. And that's why the Bible says in 1 John chapter 4, verse 8, he that knoweth not God knoweth not love, for God is love. God is love. God never enforce. He give us choice. He's a principle God. He knocks on the door of our hearts, and it's which is our mind. So when he knocks there, through our conscience, and our conscience is telling us to accept God, and our conscience telling us to turn away from the sinful habit and practice of this life, and we choose not to, then God's going to lead us to a decision. He will not enforce himself upon us. He give us free will, free choice. So I want to thank God for the words that you have spoken to us today. It's truly a blessing to hear these words. They are truly comforting, because every message that we preach is not about us. It's about Jesus. We can draw no man to us. And any man that is drawing men to themselves, they're in trouble. Which is what is going on in the evangelical world right now. Many people are looking to one man, and now he's in problem. In problem. Bible says you cannot put your trust in men. Men are failure. But God never fails, because God is what? Righteous. He's holy. And he's just. And he's true. Thank you so much for your words this morning, this evening. And I want to thank you, Brother Ricardo, for continuing as a young man to blow the trumpet and Lord let it ring. Just want to thank you, and also want to ask anyone who wants to ask any question before we close. you can do so. Any question or comment, you can do so. You can raise your hand. I have two persons in the queue that was already raised, and if you, well, you don't want to speak again, you can take yourself off the queue by pressing 1. And if you want to speak, you press back 1 again. And if not, we're going to close for now because we have 2 minutes and we don't know how this line operates at times. Sometimes it continues for a time and then sometimes it just cut off. So I want to thank God for your words, encouragement that you have given unto us. And as quote is here from the book, Desire of Ages, 101, paragraph 2. He said, as the prophet John was to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. In the preparing the way for Christ's first advent, he was representative of those who are to prepare a people for our Lord's purpose. Our Lord's second coming. The world is given up to self-indulgence, errors, fables abound. Satan's snares for destroying souls are multiplied. All who would perfect holiness in the fear of God must learn the lessons of temperance and self-control. The appetites and passion must be held in subjection to the higher power of the mind. This self-discipline is essential to the mental strength and spiritual insight, which will enable us to understand to practice the sacred truth of God's word. For this season, reason temperance finds its place in the work of preparation for the Christ's second coming. Let us pray. Most kind, loving, and eternal Father, I want to thank you for your love, your grace, your mercy. We thank you for your words that you have given to us tonight, to your man servant. I pray, Lord, that it resonates in our hearts. I pray that we have been taking notes, that we can study these things for ourselves, to understand the principle of heaven and see that the only person that we should lift up is Jesus Christ. And when we have lifted up Jesus Christ, as your words that tell us in John 12:32, then I will draw all men unto you. We thank you for this ministry. Continue to bless us all. So we fill our faith which is not granted. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. So thank each and everyone for joining. It's truly a privilege to have you tonight. We will see you on Thursday night for El Thursday and for Friday again. We have a presentation. So thank you very much for joining. Have a good night, everyone.
Redeemed.